All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The Shore Tigers fall Friday night to Monmouth-Roseville by a final of 56-28. I know the Coach Scott Munson, the turnover issue hurt you a little bit tonight. Four turnovers, including one that was a score for them.
Turnovers hurt. You're giving it up enough as it is. And we've got to take care of the ball. That has to be a priority moving forward, and we need to make whatever changes we can to take care of it, and certainly not a pick six. All right, he's a great athlete. He made a good play, but we've got to take care of it.
Well, yeah, the thing about that, too, you were kind of stringing a drive together where you were down 6-0 at that point. They get the pick six, go up 14-0. And then the ensuing kickoff, you fumble, and that leads to a 23-yard drive. So you gave them 14 points, and that 21-point cushion is such a huge hill to overcome for this team that has been challenged to consistently score points.
Well, and it's one of those deals where we say this before, but here we go again, and it's boom, boom, right, back to back, and you've seen what they do if you give them a long field. You certainly can't give them a short field, and you can't give them a defensive touchdown. So I just reiterate, man, we got to take care of it. We got to find a way to not turn the ball over.
And then just we got to get off to a better start in these type of games, too, when you see a team that you're outmatched, and as you say, those pick six or those type of short fields and things like that, you're up against the eight ball as it is.
It is, and we go to this kind of this shock thing, and then we kind of settle in and say, okay, well, maybe we can do some things. And so it took a series or so to do that, and you're down 7, and then it's 21, and then here you are again. So I think it comes back to practice as well, as trying to get a little bit prepared for what you're going to see on Friday. We got to practice harder and take care of the little things.
Well, I thought the other thing tonight, watching Monmouth-Roseville play, of the opponents you've played so far this year, not at C. Orion in week two, but even Princeton last week, I thought the balance that they showed tonight with their run-pass game, with they have two tailbacks that they rotate in that are pretty talented, and then they have a big play threat in Skinner, their wide receiver. So, and then they have the big players up front to go with that. So what about their balance tonight? They put some pretty good personnel, I think, on the field.
They do, and I think the other thing is that the quarterback throws a real nice ball. I was impressed, especially with that first touchdown that he threw, because that got there in a hurry, and it was on a rope. What gets your attention immediately is when you look at the program and you see those sizes. There's some athletes as well out there. Not that the big guys aren't athletes, there's some skill guys out there doing some damage as well.
I guess the bright spots for Schwartz tonight, I thought a nice game by Bryce Davis. I mean, he came through, he was kind of getting the hang of this thing.
Did a nice job on those slants in a physical game where you're taking a few shots, and fourth quarter had been easy to get alligator arms. He stuck in there, took some hits, and made some nice catches.
Yeah, and then kids hung in there. I mean, it's tough getting beat on homecoming night, giving up a lot of points, but a lot of the kids played every snap again tonight.
They did. They battled, and I told them, I'm proud of them. I'm proud of the effort they give. I said, good things will happen if you keep working. I don't know when. They will happen, I promise.
Well, and I saw tonight, I think you unofficially one or two penalties again, and that's the one thing it seems like the team's figured out. What was 13 penalties over 5 games now, I think, for this team, and then your opponent tonight got penalized for 11 times for 115 yards, so you've figured that out, at least where you're kind of playing disciplined football, it looks like, to me. But unfortunately, it's not translating to success in terms of wins and losses yet.
Yeah, and I think that's a sign of who these kids are to a certain extent. They're disciplined kids, and it's putting that together with some other fundamental skill sets and physicality. I mean, this is a physical game, and you've got to be able and willing to respond to that physicality. So that's why I keep saying if you'll keep plugging away, good things are going to happen.
All right. Well, finally, I think in a stretch where three games over the next 3 weeks, and McCorder didn't play tonight other than long snapping, if you can get most of the kids to play between now and the next 3 weeks, I mean, these are three games, I think, coming up where Kewaunee, Erie Prophetstown, in Riverdale, where you have to say, guys, let's not just play well. Let's win some games here, because I think you have a stretch where you have the opportunity to do that.
I agree with you, and I think the thing when we meet Monday morning is I'm gonna show them the combined record of this first half of the season and what they have done and who they've beaten and what they've accomplished, and look at the and then lay out the opportunity that's coming up in the final 4 weeks. And so it's going to be there. It's going to be a decision if we're going to do the work to seize the opportunity.
All right, Coach, we'll see you next Friday.
All right, thanks, sir.
All right, Scott Munson with us. Tigers fall Friday night to the Titans of Monmouth-Roseville, 56-28.